Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Lawmakers have 4 more days to act until the government faces another partial shutdown. If that happens, it would be the 4th shutdown in the past decade. NPR's Susan Davis reports.
After House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tried and failed to negotiate a stopgap spending bill that could pass on Republican votes alone, the focus now shifts this week to the Senate. Aides were working through the night to reach bipartisan consensus on a short-term spending bill to avoid a shutdown and give Congress more time to enact the 12 annual spending bills into law. If the Senate can pass a bill first and send it over to the House, that could be a moment of reckoning for the Speaker. A small group of far-right lawmakers have threatened to force a vote to remove McCarthy as Speaker if he passes spending legislation with the help of Democrats. But without their help, a shutdown is more likely. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden's son, Hunter, is suing Rudy Giuliani. The younger Biden alleges that the once personal lawyer for former President Donald Trump is responsible for the, quote, total annihilation of his digital privacy. Giuliani's former lawyer is also named in the suit. It's in connection with the alleged theft of data from a computer belonging to Hunter Biden. The lawsuit has been filed in federal court in California. Leaders of the Writers Guild of America are expected to vote today on a new contract. It would then be presented to union members. NPR's Marie Andrusovich reports unionized writers have been striking Hollywood studios for about 5 months.
Picketing stopped on Sunday with news of the new agreement, but the writers' strike is officially still in play. Union members aren't allowed to return to work until given permission by the guild. The specifics of the contract aren't known, but the union has praised the meaningful gains and protections for writers.
NPR's Marie Andrusovich reporting. President Biden will join the United Auto Workers today on a picket line in Michigan. The president is urging the big three automakers to meet the UAW's demands. Officials say at least 20 people have been killed by an explosion at a gas station in Nagorno-Karabakh. They were fleeing into Armenia. NPR's Philip Reeves reports officials say the cause of the blast is not yet clear.
The victims were among thousands fleeing Nagorno-Karabakh, a pocket of land in the mountains of the Caucasus between the Black and the Caspian Seas. The explosion happened as they were lining up for fuel before joining a cavalcade of vehicles winding down the one road to Armenia. Nagorno-Karabakh was ruled by separatists for decades, though it's internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan. Last week, Azerbaijan sent in its military and regained control. Azerbaijan says it'll respect the rights of the mostly ethnic Armenian population, some 120,000 people. That's failed to dampen their fears. Officials in Armenia say at least 1 out of 10 has already fled. Many more are expected. Flip Reeves, NPR News.
On Wall Street and pre-market trading, stocks are lower. This is NPR. Officials in China, Japan, and South Korea say their leaders will meet at the earliest convenient time. All three nations released that statement today. Summits involving the three countries have been paused since 2019. Part of that is because of the pandemic, but part of it is also because of disputes between Japan and South Korea. There are growing calls for the Speaker of the Canadian Parliament to resign. This is after he led a standing ovation for a man who fought for a Nazi unit during World War II. Dan Karpinchuk reports Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has also called the incident profoundly embarrassing.
The Speaker, Anthony Rota, has already apologized to Parliament and to Canadians for inviting 98-year-old Yaroslav Hunka to attend the address last week by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Some opposition MPs say that's not enough. Rota must resign. Conservatives say Rota has become a scapegoat for Trudeau's failure to vet everyone who attended the Zelensky speech. Trudeau let Rota's apology stand and said he was reflecting on the impact the incident was having on Jewish MPs. Even some of Trudeau's liberals are asking if Rota can maintain the confidence of the House of Commons. Meanwhile, Poland's ambassador to Canada called the incident deeply hurtful to see a veteran who fought for the Nazis applauded in the Canadian Parliament. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
New York's governor is deploying another 150 National Guard troops to help with migrants seeking asylum in her state. There are now more than 2,000 New York National Guard troops working to address the increasing number of undocumented migrants. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.